Yeah, how long until our bank accounts are basically like just internet gambling lobbies, right? Like yeah. just like filled with ads and like you have 5 free spins.
I mean, even the credit report is getting gamified now. Like there's the gamification of all sorts of different aspects of like real life finance, you know? I mean, the crypto exchanges, Robinhood, all that shit is getting gamified.
Oh, yeah.
How long is it until like Bank of America puts a thing where it's just like, hey, I know you're logging in to see if you have enough to eat this week, but do you want to gamble away your like right to own property for the next 20 years for a chance to win a mystery prize?
A Ford Durango.
Welcome to this Wednesday's Wheel of Servitude.
Durango is a Dodge vehicle, actually.
Whatever.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you're like you're taking a picture of a check to deposit it online, and your bank has all these pop-ups that's like, instead of depositing it and only getting the amount, do you want to gamble it on tonight's Lakers game? You could make 4 times the money if they beat the point spread.
Bet
you
to like, BSI. Yeah.
You have to find the tiny X like you're on like Pirate Bay looking for the real download button. Yeah.
Thank you so much for opening an account with Chase Bank and MGM Casinos in partnership with the Rivers in Vegas. Like,
register now for your free Fortnite skin.
I mean, that's... there's all this like... I don't know if you guys are seeing the same ads, but ever since like COVID happened and there's like stimulus checks and stuff like that and the PPP loans, there's like you just go on Facebook and you and 9 out of 10 ads are just like, if you are a freelancer, here's how you qualify for a PPP loan. And it's a massive scam. And these third parties are like gonna juice you for whatever money they can get out of you and leave you holding the bag, owing money to the federal government.
But
it's like it's insane to me how like every time there's something like COVID and there's like a government program or whatever, then a bunch of third parties are like, how can we scam people? Like
how
there's
can
scams
we soak
going
up all
on
that
related
money?
To your fucking stimulus check.
Oh yeah.
Yo, I'm sure.
I work with a lot of people from like really rough neighborhoods around Pittsburgh. You know, it's not a very desirable job. And one of the guys was just, he wasn't even telling me, he was just on the phone in earshot, but he was like, oh yeah, I know a guy who runs like a trap house of some kind. And he's like, he just gets addicts off the street to give him his social security number for $15 worth of drugs. And then he gets their fucking stimulus checks. And it's like,
what?
Jesus.
I was like, whether that's true or not, like, you know, somebody's out there trying that shit, whether that's like apocryphal, that one case, like that shit like that has got to be happening
all over
the place. And like, the Democrats don't care. All the politicians are going to get to turn around and be like, this is why we should never give poor people money. And it's like, no, this is why you should give poor people money, like with no restrictions, you know, no holds barred.
Yeah, more times and like, have better infrastructure for doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of COVID, Yahoo News is putting this is probably an opinion piece, right? It's the title is COVID-19 is never going to end, experts say.
No, it's not an opinion piece because the experts are saying it. They're giving their expert opinion. So it's technically not, it's not an opinion of a mere mortal. It's an opinion of an expert.
Of an
you gotta trust those experts.
Those experts, they know stuff.
I mean, this is, it's like COVID, they don't mean COVID-19 is never going to end. They just mean that the austerity that is being implemented using COVID-19 as an excuse is never going to end because the ruling class has figured out that it's extraordinarily profitable to basically keep people at home or on the dole or like divide up the working class by having some people receiving unemployment while the people that work get no hazard pay.
Todd, they're
just
heroes.
They get paid in respect.
Shit.
It's a respect economy.
This austerity is never going to end, so you better just accept it.
Well, and also, they're not going to stop the virus. That's the other fucking thing. Like, they're not telling you this. It's not like a lie that COVID is not going to go away. They've caused this mismanagement. The ruling class could have intervened in this at any point, but now we're at the point with so many fucking mutations of this that it's just going to be added to the fucking, like, cycle of, like, seasonal infectious diseases. and all of the fucking mutations are going to get outside of the fucking vaccines and shit. And they, it's going to be great for them because it's going to continue to push us into doing everything online, and it's going to strengthen the reserve army of labor by driving down prices across the board.
Yes, that's all
the
true.
Price of labor.
I mean, the thing though is like, I don't know. We've only ever really like completely made a disease go away, which is like smallpox, right? Like we only did that once.
Polio.
What about polio?
Polio. Oh, that
people
was
still get polio sometimes. I think
Mitch
I don't know,
McConnell like, has polio.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You can get vaccinated for. I don't think that's eradicated yet. But even like, well, I wonder about SARS and like MERS and stuff.
I think they just develop better treatment regimens for those diseases, which is what they're probably going to end up. Because I mean, like, COVID is SARS-CoV 19
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Technically, or yeah. whatever.
Like the actual like name of the little bug thing,
right.
That it is. Yeah, and I think that like, I don't know. It's weird because this is definitely something that's happening. You're right, Todd. That like politically, what's you know the neoliberal austerity that's been happening since the 90s mm-hmm. is only ramping up, and they're using this as an excuse to do that.
COVID ain't going away.
All a series of cost judgments, right? Like at any point they like didn't do a proper shutdown where we could have actually like done something truly significant to block the virus in its like earliest known form, because that would have hurt the economy too much. And now they don't want to like do anything that could actually like stop it from just becoming a regular part of our lives, because that would hurt the economy too much. But they like the semi shutdown state of the world. They enjoy that.
Yes.
The austerity is enjoyable to them. So they just opportunize on it at every turn.
Lockdowns.